of Airbnb, AT&T, Costco, and Delta showed error messages around midday. They seemed to be operating normally, however, by 12:45 p.m. Eastern. Tokyo has hit another six-month high in new COVID-19 cases one day before the Olympics begin, as worries grow of a worsening of infections during those games. Sales of previously occupied U.S. homes rose in June, snapping a four-game losing streak. The National Association of Realtors reporting that existing home sales rose 1.4% last month from May. The median U.S. home price climbed 23.4% from a year earlier. On Wall Street, the Dow had 47 points and the Nasdaq is up 59. This is SRN News.
When was the last time you watched your home movies? Do you have a VCR anymore? What about a film projector? With technology constantly changing, most families don't have a way to enjoy their recorded memories, trapped on VHS, camcorder tapes, film reels, and photos. That's why we created Legacy Box over a decade ago. Legacy Box is an affordable mailed-in kit to have your aging media digitized to DVD, thumb drive, or the cloud. Our trained technicians digitize everything by hand right here in the U.S. Imagine being able to easily relive weddings, graduations, baby's first steps, and more. Get started future-proofing your memories today so you can gather the whole family together and begin the trip down memory lane. Plus, for a limited time, we're offering 40% off. Visit legacybox.com/lbox to get an exclusive 40% off. Buy today to take advantage of this incredible offer and send in when you're ready. Go to legacybox.com/lbox to save 40% off. LegacyBox.com/LBox.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Looking for insurance, or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier? How does quality coverage with local service and competitive rates sound to you? The folks at Stark Agency offer just that. Whether you need insurance for your business, car, home, or life, Stark Agency can help. As an independent insurance agency with over 20 of the top insurance carriers, Stark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Visit their site at starkagency.com or give them a call at 334-263-5535 for a quote today.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need. Use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer one-hour loan approvals. That's right, one-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
MLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop, where the word expert means knowledge and knowledge means the Herb Shop. Let the experts at the Herb Shop help you feel better today. Check them out on the web at herbshopal.com. The Herb Shop, Pepper Tree Shopping Center, Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The risk of showers and thunderstorms will be around for the next several days, but the number of storms each day will thin out, so your odds of getting wet are lower. Today, random scattered afternoon and evening storms, partial sunshine, high near 90, tonight's low 72. Tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, more hit or miss afternoon and evening storms, but more misses than hits. Highs in the low 90s tomorrow and Saturday, and low to mid-90s on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
See, I'm not one of these people who's worried about everything. You got people like this around you. Country's full of them now. People walking around all day long, every minute of the day, worried about everything. Worried about the air, worried about the water, worried about the soil. Worried about insecticides, pesticides, food additives, carcinogens. Worried about radon gas. Worried about asbestos. Worried about saving endangered species. Let me tell you about endangered species, all right? Saving endangered species is just one more arrogant attempt by humans to control nature. It's arrogant meddling. It's what got us in trouble in the first place. Doesn't anybody understand that? Interfering with nature. Over 90% of all the species that have ever lived on this planet, ever lived, are gone. Whee! They're extinct. We didn't kill them all. They just disappeared. That's what nature does. They disappear these days at the rate of 25 a day. And I mean regardless of our behavior. Irrespective of how we act on this planet, 25 species that were here today will be gone tomorrow. Let them go gracefully. Leave nature alone. Haven't we done enough? We're so self-important. So self-important. Everybody's gonna save something now. Save the trees, save the bees, save the whales, save those snails. And the greatest arrogance of all, save the planet. What? Are these people kidding me? Save the planet? We don't even know how to take care of ourselves yet. We haven't learned how to care for one another. We're going to save the planet? I'm getting tired of that. I'm tired of Earth Day. I'm tired of these self-righteous environmentalists, these white bourgeois liberals who think the only thing wrong with this country is there aren't enough bicycle paths. People trying to make the world safe for their Volvos. Besides, environmentalists don't give a about the planet. They don't care about the planet. Not in the abstract, they don't. Not in the abstract, they don't. You know what they're interested in? A clean place to live. Their own habitat. They're worried that someday in the future they might be personally inconvenienced. Narrow, unenlightened self-interest doesn't impress me. Besides, there is nothing wrong with the planet. Nothing wrong with the planet. The planet is fine. The people are difference. Difference. The planet is fine. Compared to the people, the planet is doing great. It's been here 4.5 billion years. Do you ever think about the arithmetic? Planet has been here 4.5 billion years. We've been here, what, 100,000? Maybe 200,000? And we've only been engaged in heavy industry for a little over 200 years. 200 years versus 4.5 billion. And we have the conceit to think that somehow we're a threat? that somehow we're going to put in jeopardy this beautiful little blue-green ball that's just a-floating around the sun? The planet has been through a lot worse than us. Been through all kinds of things worse than us. Been through earthquakes, volcanoes, plate tectonics, continental drift, solar flares, sunspots, magnetic storms, the magnetic reversal of the poles, hundreds of thousands of years of bombardment by comets and asteroids and meteors, worldwide floods, tidal waves, worldwide fires, erosion, cosmic rays, recurring ice ages, and we think some plastic bags and some aluminum cans are going to make a difference? The planet isn't going anywhere. We are. We're going away. Pack your folks. We're going away.
I'm leaving tomorrow.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast. Happy hour on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. The Thursday edition with Dave Rosie Brock and the much beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime, Terry Adams.
And here they are.
Come on, Jeb, dig deep.
Please clap.
Yeah,
Jab, you know.
311. Did you know that our demented president was doing a town hall last night?
I heard something about it.
I didn't know anything about it until today when I saw some of the nonsense that he spewed.
Yeah.
These guys are bad. By the way, our feel-good story of the day, I got it on my app from Fox News. Stop with the skip ad, all right? A guy who was cheering on the burning of... All right, I have to close it and reopen it. I hate this, but this is the way it is. And I'm not an old person who doesn't know how to use his phone either.
Like the aforementioned.
Yeah. White House fires back after getting caught pushing critical race theory. That is not a winning platform for you guys. I don't care how much you believe it's true. It's bullcrap. It's divisive. You know, they talk about Trump being divisive. Yeah, let's put a program in that teaches one group of kids to hate another because they were born with some privilege that the other group wasn't. Stop with your liberal bullshit. Dem-run city may allow voters to swap officers for initiative as crime is surging. That's Minneapolis.
Great. That's a great idea.
Liberal cities businesses say cops are powerless as shoplifting spree worsens. That's San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
Uncomfortable to watch. That's the town hall. We'll get to that in a moment. Where's this idiot from Minneapolis? Come on. Oh, Roger Goodell has set it up so that if players on a team who are unvaccinated cause a COVID outbreak, their team will have to forfeit a game, even if they win it.
So he's putting pressure on the teams.
If he isn't the biggest a-hole in sports, well, next to Rob Manfred,
passing
the baseball commissioner.
Passing the buck.
It's like they're having a contest. Where is this? It's a guy who was cheering on. You may remember this story, during the George Floyd Memorial riots last year. Who was cheering on the burning down of a Minneapolis business. Well, guess what? His vehicle was stolen.
Oh, darn.
And his business was robbed.
Oh, I hate that.
That's called karma, baby.
You better believe it.
So, this cream puff town... By the way, I saw the cops all over social media, Trump goes anywhere. Anywhere. And depending on the venue, 25, 30, 40, 100,000 people will show up to see what he's got to say.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Biden is doing, he is the president. He's, whether he deserves to be there or not, does a town hall in a small auditorium, and less than half of it is filled, and half of the people in it are reporters.
Mm-hmm.
This is a guy that got 81 million votes. We're supposed to believe that garbage? Please. Get out of fantasy land.
we know better. Since all the Arizona stuff has come out, it should be pretty obvious to everybody that Trump was right. They stole this thing. Everybody should know that by now.
Yeah, and they want to work it so they can continue to steal them with this reconciliation garbage. And you know what? They're doing it with probably an illegitimate majority in the Senate and probably even the House, too. Because if they stole the presidency, they stole a whole bunch of other things like House seats.
Absolutely. This has got to be stopped now.
I want to believe my country is smarter than what this last election showed us.
Amen.
So let's hear some of the brilliance from last night's town hall. This is Joe talking to a restaurateur who's concerned about rising costs.
We employ hundreds of hardworking team members throughout the state of Ohio and across the country, and we're looking to hire more every day as we try to restart our restaurant business. The entire industry, amongst other industries, continue to struggle to find employees. How do you and the Biden administration plan to incentivize those that haven't returned to work yet? Hiring is our top priority right now.
Well, two things. One, if you notice, we kept you open. We spent billions of dollars to make sure restaurants could stay open. And a lot of people who worked as waiters and waitresses decided that they don't want to do that anymore because there's other opportunities at higher wages, because there's a lot of openings now in jobs. And people are beginning to move. There's some evidence that maintaining the ability to continue to not have to pay your rent so you don't get thrown out, and being able to provide for unemployment insurance has kept people from going back to work. There's not much distinction between not going back to work in a restaurant and not going back to work at a factory. So people are looking to change opportunities, change what they're doing. My deceased wife's father-in-law was a restaurateur up in Syracuse, New York. And by the way, he tried to convince, he had a restaurant that was in a town called Auburn, about 20,000 people, which was a flagship 24-hour a day restaurant and he offered it to me, which I would have been making five times that I would in law school to try to keep me in Syracuse. But I spent too many times at home hearing a phone call. The cook didn't come in. He's in fight with his wife. What's going on? So
exactly.
God love you doing what you do. But all kidding aside, I think it really is a matter of people deciding now that they have opportunities to do other things.
That's why the number of unemployment applications rose today. Went up. Hey, look who's here early today.
Yeah.
The legal eagle and local heartthrob of the River Region. Whoops. God.
There we go.
pay them more, Greg. If
somebody sneezed on my mouse pad. It's a little sticky here today.
Hey, listen. I don't know if you've seen the actual photo of that town hall.
Yes,
from the back. It's like empty. It's like the middle section, 10 rows back, full of reporters, and the rest of the place is empty. All right, but I tell you what really surprised me is how ignorant of economics the president is. And there's two things that I want to point out that show how ignorant he is. First off, lying to this guy saying that we kept you open with billions of dollars. Most restaurants I know were closed.
Yeah,
they completely closed down and laid people off.
And that was, by the way, on a more of a state type of decision than it was a federal decision.
Sure. The other thing is, the reason people are not coming back to do restaurant work is because a lot of them can still sit at home and collect $20 an hour on state and federal unemployment until September.
Mm-hmm.
Now, our state has cut that off, and a bunch of other states have figured, the only way we're going to get people back to work is to stop inflating the wages of the market with government money. All right? So I'll be interested to see at the end of September, when all that supplemental federal unemployment money is gone, how many people rush to get a job at that point. The other thing that's interesting, and you'll probably end up playing this, is he's basically talking about how his economy and all this money they're going to spend is, and all these wage increases they're going to give is going to reduce inflation. No, that's the exact opposite of economics 101. When the government pours money into the economy and into wages, it creates wage inflation and everything goes up. You know, it's like, I'm sorry, but you just gave, if you put this $4.5 trillion the Democrats want to put into the system on top of the $3 or $4 trillion that have already been put in, you know, during COVID, you think property prices and wages are going up now? You just wait. This past year, housing prices on average, this came out today, CNBC was even publishing it, 27% increase in the cost of a new home.
Wow.
27%. Yeah. And for all you who do own your grocery shopping out there, gallon of milk, mm-hmm. where's that, right? Meat, a steak, you know? I mean, it's absolutely getting insane. Of course, gasoline is the easiest one to point to, right? It's almost $3 a gallon.
It makes
now,
everything too. More expensive, not just whether it's produced with petroleum, but getting it delivered to where it needs to go costs
more. Oh, sure. Yeah, every piece of plastic that you use is made from petroleum.
That's right.
This, this decaying, pathetic excuse for a president doesn't know what the fork he's talking about.
Well, let me give you some encouraging news.
Yeah.
The reconciliation is not going to work because the hardcore leftists of the Democratic Party in the House, and there's 22 of them on the Transportation Committee,
yeah.
are not going to vote for the so-called compromise transportation bill that Biden pulled the rug out from under the compromisees, right? Mm-hmm. They would rather have nothing. So guess what? That's what they're going to get. Yeah. They are not going to be able to pass any. You know, Biden has about 2 weeks left, and then everybody's on to the midterms, and nothing's going to pass. And then they're going to lose the House for sure, without even the benefit of redistricting.
Mm.
So, I think that there's panic in the White House now because they realize they have a very small window, and they risk now not having any major accomplishment. And if we're going back into pandemic and he starts recommending masks and everything, guess what? He's going to own the COVID.
Yep.
Because nobody wants to go back into masks.
No.
You know? And I heard him say yesterday that, you know, he doesn't favor masks for people who are vaccinated. But Fauci is saying yes. And then there's another thing today that they're having a meeting at the White House with the CDC thinking about reintroducing masks, even for vaccinated people.
They're nuts. They're nuts.
Yeah, well, I'm all for it. You know, it's so funny because the Democrats, a lot of them secretly wish that the COVID would bring down the Trump administration, and it certainly did, along with the cheating. But it can likely turn itself back on the Biden administration now. And when you start seeing inflation and people, it's showing up in the polls now.
Yeah, but you know what, Chad? Even with COVID, Trump got 15 million more votes. That wasn't exactly
people I know,
saying
right, I know.
You did a lousy job.
Exactly right. But, you know, we're heading toward a recession because if this inflation hits the way it's hitting and if it keeps increasing the way it's increasing, people feel it. You know, and if you look at the polling numbers among women, the ones who are, you know, a lot of them who are doing the grocery shopping yeah. and all that kind of stuff, they know how sensitive the prices are. Look, I wanted to buy a generator for my little cottage up in North Carolina for snow.
Mm-hmm.
Now, 8 months, can't get it. Supply line.
Yep.
Yeah. I had a car battery that went dead. Dealership said,
nope,
we don't have any batteries. We don't know when we're going to get them.
That's right.
I had to take my car to a dealership in Atlanta to get
God.
The battery.
And I didn't know it was that bad. Holy crap.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, aircraft parts, major auto parts, there are all sorts of things out there. My son does manufacturing. He was telling me the other day that there's a certain kind of valve that he needs. Back ordered 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this has a ripple effect in the economy.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about it.
Yeah. I mean, I had to replace a water heater, and they're talking about how they can't get X. You know, yeah. They can't get these fittings mm-hmm. or other things. You know,
right.
and this goes to show you one of the problems was is that we have shipped so much of our manufacturing over to the Chinese.
Yeah.
And at least Trump knew that was a real risk and a real exposure for the United States. We need to bring this manufacturing back. Even if we have to pay more for the product, at least we will be able to buy the product.
Amen.
Chad, I got to run. Thanks for the
All right, buddy. Y'all take care.
Headline on Fox News says Biden's backdoor death text. What are they going to text?
Rectum.
Wouldn't be surprised. Wouldn't be surprised. Now, speaking of job opportunities, Kaiser Fine Furniture at 4044 Wetumpka Highway is looking for somebody that has experience or at least a good working knowledge of furniture and decoration, the aptitude for that, who can step in with Cheryl and Stella at Kaiser and become part of the team in sales. And the great part about that is, you know, it's a sales gig, so you got to have people to sell it to. Now, I'll send the folks. You just sell them the furniture.
It's that easy.
So if you're interested in working with some awesome people and a busy business, make some real money, well, we tell you to shop Wiser, work Kaiser. Stop by 4044 Wetumpka Highway, fill out an application. And, of course, with the 65,000-square-foot warehouse there, you have choices galore. No supply chain issues there. Everything in there marked up to 50% off at Kaiser Fine Furniture. And, of course, at the end, you don't pay the 10% Montgomery tax, you pay 8.25%. So you save money that way, too, at Kaiser Fine Furniture. Let's get our first traffic.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We had an accident reported Eastern Boulevard. If you're passing the Sam's Club entrance, headed over to Carmichael. Should be in your lane. Watch out for it. We're not seeing it on the cameras. Doesn't mean it's not there. I-85 southbound just before the East Boulevard ramps. We've got a disabled vehicle off on the right side of the road to the interstate. Watch out for it there. Other than that, we're light to mostly moderate traffic around the boulevard. Busiest Northeast Boulevard from Ware's Ferry to Highway 231. I-65 and 85, very busy through downtown Montgomery. The number one selling car in the world is the Toyota Corolla. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter has 31 in stock. Stop by Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter today. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Are you traveling this summer? How about a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker Motors? From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
Remember how hot it was last summer? And there you were limping along with that old AC system, hoping and praying you'd make it to fall. Don't go through that again. This summer, be sure to stay cool and comfy with a reliable, efficient Bryan HVAC system from Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Right now, Clark is offering no-interest financing on any Bryan product for up to 60 months. As an authorized Bryan dealer, the experts at Clark will have your new system installed in no time. And don't forget, the Clark technicians can check out any summer plumbing problems you may be experiencing, like roots growing into your drain lines. Plumbing, HVAC repairs, and new installations. Clark does it all, whatever it takes to make you smile. So if you're even a little concerned about that old AC system, better call Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing today for a quote on a new system from Brian. Whatever it takes. Visit ClarkComfort.com for all you need to know about comfort. That's ClarkComfort.com.
Credit card issued with approved credit by Wells Fargo National Bank. Ask for details. Alabama certification number 99004.
Switching season is back at WOW. Get super fast, extra reliable internet 100 for just $19.99 a month. Plus, ask how to get $200 on us. Sign up at WOWie.com today. Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Offer subject to change. Restrictions and terms apply.
Would you like to save hundreds, thousands, even tens of thousands of dollars on your credit card payments? Then go to Lightstream.com/news. That's the only place you'll find Lightstream's credit card consolidation loan, plus a special discounted rate for radio listeners. Pay off all your high-interest credit card debt at a much better interest rate. How much better? For radio listeners, as low as 5.83% APR with autopay and excellent credit. That's right. Pay off your high-interest credit cards and get a discounted rate as low as 5.83% APR with autopay and excellent credit when you go to Lightstream.com/news. The only way to get this reduced interest rate is to go to this exclusive URL today, Lightstream.com/news. That's Lightstream.com/news to get this exclusive rate, Lightstream.com/news. News.
Subject to credit approval, rates with this discount range from 5.83% APR to 19.99% APR. It includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say?
Shut up. This was our most electrifying story of the morning. I'm bringing it back this afternoon in case you missed it.
From that popular, Greg.
I missed the news department.
That popular.
And this strikes me as completely insane. But
fits right in.
I know a lot of people who drink and enjoy Coke Zero.
Yes, me too.
Coca-Cola has announced they're doing a different formula of Coke Zero. They want to change it. Now, you would think any business that went through what Coke did in the 80s, where they...
New Coke.
Yeah, New Coke.
Inexplicably changed the formula of something everybody's loved forever.
Horribly unpopular. They had to go... I mean, literally, within weeks, they had to go right back to producing the original formula of Coke under the name Coke Classic, and then very sneakily over time, they just put it back to Coke and got rid of New Coke. Stupid. You wonder how companies... Of course... How many big companies have we seen do stupid things to piss off middle America? Because they want to be woke.
It's like it works so good they quit doing it.
Get woke, go broke. Here's the song.
I'd like to tell the folks at Coke, leave well enough alone.
They can't do that.
They want to change Coke Zero's taste. I bet it will be gross. They should not mess with anything. Just keep the recipe. Don't they recall making New Coke? Everyone got angry. Don't take anything. Don't change what people like to drink. Coke's gonna lose money. Hey, idiots who work at Coke, don't make us drink Pepsi.
That's a good question. That's the same company that a couple of months ago said, be less white, on the advice of a lawyer who they have since fired. Be less white. I think I'm going to... I want to try and have some fun with that concept and do a radio show under the name Less White.
I like that. There's potential there, man. A lot of potential.
Hi, I'm Less White.
That's right.
So, I, you know...
Got to figure out how to do that first.
I got to flesh it out.
Yeah.
It is 3:32. Let's go back to Joe Biden's senior citizen town hall. Not that it was in four senior citizens. It's just this is like going to visit great-grandpa and
or the crazy uncle.
Yeah. This time, speaking about guns.
Well, actually, crime is down.
Lie.
So murder rates are up.
That's
guns. I'm the only guy that ever got passed legislation when I was a senator.
Got passed?
To make sure we eliminated assault weapons.
What a bunch of
the
crap.
Idea you need a weapon that can have the ability to fire 20, 30, 40, 50, 120 shots from that weapon, whether it's a 9mm pistol or whether it's a rifle, is ridiculous.
Uh-huh.
I'm continuing to push to eliminate the sale of those things, but I'm not likely to get that done in their terms. So here's what I've done. The people who, in fact, are using those weapons are acquiring them illegally. And so what happens is I've gotten ATF, alcohol, tobacco, and firearms.
At least he got that right.
I have them increase their budget and increase their capacity, along with the Justice Department, to go after the gun shops that are not abiding by the law of doing background checks. For real, that's number one.
Was he going to talk to a bunch of trained SEALs?
This is not where these
weapons are.
It's not where they're coming
from. They're
not
getting them from the gun shops.
They're stealing them.
May I have a word?
These are criminals.
May I have a word with the president, please?
I'm sorry.
You stupid, ignorant son of a dumb bastard!
So basically the plan is to make sure that nobody... How many people who have been charged with murder this year were NRA members? None.
Zero.
Zero. So basically what the Democrat plan is to leave you and me and Rosie and Terry and our loved ones take our guns.
Defenseless.
Defenseless against the people that will still have them, no matter how many damn laws they pass or how many ATF directors they send out or how much money they spend to harass law-abiding citizens. They're full of shaving cream. Thank you.
And, you know, too, Greg, about the saying that the crime rate has gone down.
That's a lie.
Absolutely it is, because they're not reporting the crime, like in California. They're not reporting or prosecuting people who steal almost $1,000 worth
right.
of goods.
Well,
they're walking free. They're not stopping them. Same thing in New York. You know, in these bigger cities.
I saw an ad today. I forget what. It might have been on Sports Network. I forget. It was this well-produced ad, Chamber of Commerce ad, visit New York. Yeah. Can't wait to go.
Packing my bags.
Babe. Or San Francisco.
Yeah, just make sure you check the bottom of your feet.
Rather than address the reason why people are fleeing New York, or why so many people say, I'm not going there. You know, if you get it back to the way Rudy Giuliani had it, where you could walk pretty much anywhere and feel safe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe then. But that fat-headed commie de Blasio, man, has turned it into a schmidt hole. Everything Democrats touch turns to crap.
By design.
Except, yeah, except now they're really working at warp speed.
Yeah, they're making up for lost time because Trump cost them a lot of time.
Sure did. Set him back. Wait till Trump gets a second term. He's going to really put him behind the eight ball then. 3:36, local news coming up in just a moment. In this heat, have you felt sluggish? Like you just could use that little extra kick, get up and go?
Yeah.
May I suggest you reach out to 296-1662 and consult with Ryan Turner or the ever so awesome lovely Lori at Infusion and talk about IV vitamin therapy. IV vitamin therapy, and there's a number of different formulas. I mean, they can help you lose weight with that. They can help replenish you if you've been partying a little too hard or working too hard in the heat. Whatever, they've got the right combination of vitamins and glutathione to help you get that boost you need to get through, slug through the summer heat. But that's just the start of what they have there. They have cryotherapy for pain and for a pick-me-up. You spend 3 minutes in that tank, and I'll tell you what, you feel rejuvenated head to toe. It works. Laser therapy for chronic pain. They got a fantastic chiropractor there, Dr. Terry. He's my guy. And he's treating my studio neck. No, seriously, I'm turning to the right. I don't know why. But he's got a device called the Magic Genie. Up and down your back with that.
Wow.
It's amazing. It's amazing. It's a good thing they put that paper underneath you because it makes you drool. It's so comfortable. Just being honest, maybe a little
visual
bit too honest.
There,
yeah. Very disturbing.
Yeah.
And so much more Juvelite therapy at Infusion. So lead a better pain-free life and have more energy. Get through your day and your summer. Call them at 296-1662 or visit infusioncryoandlaser.com. Tomorrow we'll get the cryoskin report from Rich.
Heskey with Alabama News Network. The Alabama Department of Public Health is investigating a case of hepatitis A involving a food handler at Montgomery Applebee's restaurant on Taylor Road. They say customers who ate at the restaurant between July 8th and July 16th may need the hepatitis A vaccine or other treatment to reduce their chance of illness. You should contact your health care provider or the Montgomery County Health Department as soon as possible. Auburn University at Montgomery is hosting a career fair today to connect qualified job seekers with a variety of staff openings at the university. The AUM Career Fair will also be offered next Thursday, July 29th from 11 to 2 in the Taylor Center Cafe. Prattville police are looking for a woman they say led officers on a chase after stealing from a store on July 14th. They say Rashadia Savage stole over $750 worth of items from a thrift store on East Main Street. If you see her or know where she is, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Hi, Rich Thomas here for Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. All three locations are staffed with top-notch certified technicians who have state-of-the-art diagnostic technology to determine the cause of the engine issue. Now, one reason people don't get their car serviced on a regular basis is time. Don Duncan's All-American Tire takes that excuse away with customer service that will absolutely exceed your highest expectations. I know. I've been a customer for a long time. I can drop my car off. They'll take me to my home and pick me up when the work is finished. They make it so convenient. Oh, and when you need tires, there's no need to shop. Don Duncan has established direct relationships with all the major tire brands. So don't fall for this buy three, get one free scam. Get your tires wholesale price that always includes installation. Value unsurpassed customer service at all three Don Duncan locations. Highway 14 in Millbrook behind the McDonald's, on Bell Road north of Vaughan, and at 408 Madison downtown.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
My husband's ED was affecting our marriage. When he first started experiencing ED, it was difficult for both of us. We didn't know who to talk to about it or where to get help. HIMSS was our answer. HIMSS connected my husband with a licensed provider online. He was able to get medication to treat his ED at a fraction of the price people pay for the name brand. It was delivered to our door, and guess what? Our sex life is back. It works.
Right now, get your first online provider's visit totally free when you go to 4hims.com/love. Yep, free. No copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Just the care you need.
Thanks to HIMSS, we got our sex life and our marriage back.
To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/love. That's 4hims.com/love for your free online visit. forhims.com/love.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio, like where this ad plays. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Yes, radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The risk of those random evening thunderstorms will continue until fading out a little bit later on tonight. Overnight low temperature falls to about 72. Tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday, more random hit or miss afternoon and evening storms, but I think there'll be more misses than hit. Closer to a normal summertime pattern with a high temperature in the low 90s tomorrow and Saturday and low to mid 90s on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Make this summer one you'll never forget with a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker Motors. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is not headline news. Lorde's new song is called Stoned at the Nail Salon. Although it could also be called 40-Year-Old Mom Discovers Edibles. A script for the Sex and the City reboot has leaked. Also leaking, the bladders of the 3 returning stars. In health news, walking 3 times a week strengthens your brain. Unless you're walking to a dispensary, then it's a wash. Netflix will begin streaming video games. In response, GameStop will start carrying documentaries about Ted Bundy. And it's been learned cows hate the sound of a cowbell because it hurts their ears. Which is exactly why you never find Don't Fear the Reaper on a cow's Spotify playlist. This is not headline news.
3:44. We were just outside. It is oppressive.
It's crazy.
I felt oppressed while we were out in the heat.
I'm sorry.
Checking traffic. And some thunderstorms here and there, but not quite as many as yesterday afternoon.
Thank goodness.
You had mentioned we've been... First of all, I didn't know there was a town hall with Biden. I didn't think they would take the chance that he would...
That's a big... Let him out of his box and put him in front of a microphone and a camera. But that's scary.
Look at that crowd. Now, that's about what we had maybe in my high school gymnasium. Auditorium in high school.
That's a good Baumhauer's night.
Yeah. It's not even half full. It's funny. Donald Trump Jr. tweeted out that photo and said, the most popular president in American history can't fill a small auditorium. Now, why is that, you wonder? So we're going back and listening to... I mean, in a way, we have to know what he's saying so we can be prepared for what they're going to try.
This is authentic socialism gibberish.
It really is. This is his statement on vaccines. Now, listen carefully, and you're still going to be totally confused.
That's underway, just like the other question that's illogical. And I've heard you speak about it because you always, I'm not being solicitous, but you're always straight up about what you're doing.
Uh-huh.
And the question is whether or not we should be in a position where you are, why can't the experts say, we know that this virus is in fact is going to be we know why all the drugs approved are not temporarily approved but permanently approved. That's underway too. I expect that to occur quickly.
Well, that means you mean for the FDA?
For the FDA.
Yeah.
That's underway, just like the other.
So what do you think?
I don't understand a word you just said.
You know, he threw out props to the media talking about, you know, you always say the right thing, basically, or, you know, spouse the truth. I'm sure they told him to make sure he mentioned that.
This
he's got some serious mental issues, no question.
Our next segment, how do you change the mistrust in the system among some members of the black community? Well, stop lying to them, for starters. That would be nice. 60 years, and this is where we're at, more divided than ever.
Well, Greg, I've noticed when I go somewhere, most of the people that are wearing masks are the people of color. I don't understand that. As many times as they've been used and abused by this administration and previous Democratic administrations, you would think by now they would figure out something ain't right here.
I think there's a fear factor in there.
Evidently, they got them scared.
I will say this. I do know, I mean, I have friends I work with here who were, I was stunned. Sitting down talking about, well, you know, anybody that got COVID-19. Well, Jay and Rich had it. But they knew people that died.
Wow.
And I think the connection there is the risk, the mitigating risk factor is higher.
I get that.
There's more vulnerability. I know that one guy who lost two people, both of them had diabetes.
Yeah.
Which early on with this thing was almost a death sentence. But the one thing, I think we were talking a total of five people between two guys they had lost. All of them had health issues.
Yeah.
Pretty serious health issues. So they were very vulnerable.
I still remember, and I'll never forget, you telling that story about the station you worked at, and one morning you went down there, and Jesse Jackson was on the TV, and all the people, you were the only white guy there, and all the black folks sitting there were laughing, and you're like, I don't understand.
Well, that was a real eye-opening experience.
Yeah, it was for me when you told that story.
And it was a great education experience for me because I really enjoyed working with everybody. Everybody was like, okay, this is our company. We're a team. We want to succeed. I know this sounds weird, but one of the stations they had was WVON. We had some kind of a flu going through the building, and three of their jocks were sick, and they had nobody to do overnights. So they asked me. And in taking that shift, I found out I was the first white guy that had ever done a live air shift on that station.
What kind of music did you play?
It was R&B.
Cool.
You know, stuff, a lot of it I knew.
Yeah, of course.
No problem there. And I remember the program director, who was a black guy, said, Les was his name, don't, whatever you do, don't try to sound like you're from the hood.
Of course, of course.
And then, two, he said, what was the other
thing? Be Greg Bedell, don't be Les White.
Oh, yeah, but he I had to change my name to Ben Gregory.
Really?
Yeah.
Which is your name? Yeah.
I got to pick that.
That's cool.
You want to pick a name you're going to remember saying.
Yeah.
Because he said, that's not going to, your name just, no offense, right?
I get that.
It worked.
That,
yeah. And I got paid a lot more money. I think I worked down there for 3 weeks.
Wow.
And I was making double what I was making on the FM disco station.
Sweet.
That was the last company I worked for before I moved to Florida. Let's do one more clip here. Joe, speaking about vaccines.
You got the vaccination?
Yeah.
Are you okay? I mean, you seem, no, it works. Or you know. Or,
that's Don Lamont from CNN.
Or the neighbor, or when you go to church, or when you're, no, I really mean it. There are trusted interlocutors. Think of the people. If your kid wanted to find out whether or not there's a man on the moon or whatever, you know, something, or, you know, whether those aliens are here or not,
what?
You know, who are the people they talk to beyond the kids who love talking about it? You got the vaccination?
Yeah.
Are you
okay? Jeez.
Does anybody know what that was?
I don't.
Leader of the free world, and he's got his hand on the nuclear button. What's this?
I know if I'm Russia or China, I am getting my plans ready.
They're licking their chops.
You better believe it. They should be.
And this is what Americans don't understand. We live in a world where we are envied.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your Democratic politicians may tell you America sucks, but why do so many people want to live here if it's that bad?
That's right.
And trust me, that includes millions from China, Russia, and every other socialist, communist nation on the planet.
You serve.
They would much rather be here. You don't see, when was the last time somebody jumped in a boat and motored to Cuba to live there?
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
Maybe that basketball player Rodman. He's probably the last one.
Dennis Rodman.
But look at what you're dealing with.
What a joke. It is in this kind of heat. These are the days where you really, you know, keeping your fingers crossed is not a program to protect your heating and AC. Calling Clark's is 277-2125. Get yourself a membership. They'll come out immediately and check your system, make sure it's running efficiently. Energy costs are going higher, man.
Yep.
Because, you know, when you close the pipeline and everything becomes more expensive, what do you think is producing the electricity that runs your home?
Exactly. It's
mostly fossil fuels. So you do everything you can to keep those costs as low as you can without turning your thermostat up to 80, which is obscene. So partner up with Clark's. By the way, Clark's is looking for seasoned HVAC technicians. You want to join a team that functions in a really great team environment? And I know this because I have worked with them for over a decade. This is a happy place, Clark's. And they want smiling faces, people with good attitudes. They offer very competitive salaries, full benefits, retirement plan, paid vacation, paid holidays, personal days, and a health insurance program because they value their team members as much as they do their clients. So if you want to join, you got that HVAC background, call them at 277-2125. Stop by and fill out an application and become part of the team at Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. ClarkComfort.com for more information online. Alabama certification number 99004. At 3:53, back to the traffic dungeon.
Montgomery's. Don't miss Brubaker's summer service special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, oil change, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
The used car blowout continues at Larry Puckett Chevrolet.
Get a great price and unbelievable offer on your trade. Have you gotten your stimulus check? Use it to make a down payment so you'll have even lower payments on the like-new pre-owned car, truck, or SUV. Larry has all makes and models on their lot. If you have an extra vehicle, bring it by and get an instant cash offer. Put that money toward your down payment and get your monthly payment even lower. And please give them a call at 285-9300 or stop in if you're shopping for a new Chevrolet. Inventories are low, but we have a good selection on the way. So come in and see if what you're looking for is on the way to the dealership on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville. The used car blowout continues. And you can save a whole lot of dough. For over 40 years, they've been letting their customers do the talking. As always, shop them 24 hours a day at LarryPuckett.com.
Coming to Montgomery October 7th for one night only.
You know, it's the greatest honor of my life to serve as vice president.
Faulkner University presents the 48th Vice President of the United States, the Honorable Mike Pence.
It was freedom, not socialism, that gave us the most prosperous economy in the history of the world. Freedom is about enabling people to live their lives as they see fit, not government control.
Order your tickets today at faulkner.edu or call 334-386-7257.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor. There are choices for all appetites at Sinclair's.
We've got a lot of great sandwiches. We've got a lot of really, really good appetizers. I mean, I hear from a lot of people that they really like our wings, that ours are particularly good. Our quesadillas are great. We do a lot of different things. Shrimp and feta, which is a light one, which is good.
Sinclair's fits your budget and your appetite.
You can come in there and spend $5, $6, $7, $8 and be happy, or you can spend $25 or $30 and be very happy, and, you know, get steaks and seafood.
Sinclair's has healthy options as well.
We've got one that's called a beet and blue, which is really, really good. You know, we do several different ways. We do a Caesar salad, got a Greek salad on it that is very good. Or we do another one that's really popular, fresh fish salad. I mean, we grill fish, or we blacken fish, or we fry fish and put it on a salad.
You can really step it up with Sinclair's Fine Dining. Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
In the need to grab and go, Sinclair's now offers takeout.
Tonight, new worries about the spread of the Delta variant, a controversial study raising concern about the effectiveness of the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine.
Jillian Anderson says she's not wearing a bra anymore.
Our alarming look at the wildfire and climate emergency more intense than ever.
Lisa Rinna looks gorgeous in a white bikini. Now that's what 58 looks like.
And he's the new king of the court, the NBA champion, and his personal story. Truly inspiring America.
This is NBC and Yahoo News with Kate Snow and Candy Lane.
That's hilarious.
It is. We're getting one of those every week. We get to mash up the news. We get the NBC Yahoo News merger. I just watched something. Again, I find it kind of sad. I never looked at Uncle Ben's rice as a symbol of oppression, racism, or anything else.
No.
It was a dignified picture.
Bingo.
A dignified photo of a chef who happened to be African-American. But because of George Floyd, the company that runs Uncle Ben's, and who the hell even knows who it is, they're all owned by somebody, I just saw their new ad where they show, through photographic transition, removing the image from the pack, and now it's Ben's.
Not Uncle Ben's,
no.
Just Ben's.
Sure. But one thing we're keeping the same is our great rice.
Yeah.
We're Ben's Original.
Ben's Original. That's the new name.
Well, you know what's small and grainy and crawls up your leg? Uncle Ben's Perverted Rice.
Never heard that one.
Sorry. Sarah, I took it.
Jerry.
I'm just kind of surprised.
They're probably owned by one of the six huge conglomerates that own everything.
One thing that restaurateur in Ohio was talking to Biden about was, you know, they're hiring.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to find people ready to work.
Good luck.
We have businesses here that are looking for the same thing.
Everywhere.
Counterperson at Lewis Lawn. They are looking for somebody to join their team.
Be a good gig.
It would, and here's why. I've known them for so long.
Mm-hmm.
From Denny, you know, great guy. Of course, Haley and Chad Sasser and TJ. It's a great group over there. And again, we'll send the business in. All you have to do is be the smiling face at the counter. They'll train you, take care of everything.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not just a matter of making money, because people who make money and suck in